Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Ian Hoke, our senior producer, was in a weekly meeting at 1 o'clock. He is back joining the show. Good afternoon, sir.
Good afternoon to you too as well. You miss me?
Yeah, I missed you a lot. Oh. Yeah, you were in that meeting, right?
Yeah, I was in the meeting. Yeah,
that's right. I hate to say that I miss you because I don't want Coleman to think that we don't love him because Coleman does a great job. But yes, I miss you when you're not here because you're here all the time.
I'm here all the time. Even when I'm not here.
You're here.
In spirit, I'm here.
Oh, yeah, you're here. Even when you're not here, I get texts from you.
Yeah.
So you're here even if you're not here.
Good, good, good. What an interesting time to be alive and kind of parse out, like, you know, the Defense Intelligence Agency says one thing. Somebody leaks that to CNN and the New York Times. They say, hey, the DIA said this thing. And then Trump and Hegseth come out and say, that's fake news. But also, we're not denying that that's what the report said. Like, I think I've got that right.
I know. And I think they're trying to confuse the people.
Oh, yeah.
Who they already think are stupid.
Yeah.
I think they're trying to confuse people because, as I said, you know, toward the end, they're trying to kind of go, well, I don't know, you know, maybe it's a preliminary report and we need. So, look, I as I said last hour, and it seems very simple for Trump to have handled this a different way by simply saying, yes, I believe we obliterated everything when we bombed. Now we're getting intel from our intel, which is incredible. We're getting information from our intel sources that maybe we didn't accomplish that goal. So if we didn't and we have to do it again, we will do it again, as opposed to doubling down on the lie, which I posted this on my Substack account. You know, it seems like President Trump has turned doubling down on a lie into a spectator sport. I mean, it was fun to watch him try to, he got so angry, and just to try to watch him wiggle his way out of it, and he just goes back. It doesn't matter what people say, he just says, we obliterated it. Well, Mr. President, how do you feel about, we obliterated it. Well, how do you feel about the big, beautiful bill? We obliterated it. You know, I mean, how do you feel about your wife? I obliterated her. He just goes back to the same thing. We obliterated it. And the idea that that is fake news, I don't know what we have to do to convince people that whenever Donald Trump says fake news, it's always news that is true that he simply disagrees with.
Mm-hmm. Or if we're being extremely generous, it could be that the way a story is characterized in, you know, what people might call the legacy media, the mainstream media, the liberal media, there are occasions where there are stories that are characterized in those spaces that don't tell the whole story. But we usually find that out pretty quickly. Like, those things don't last long because then other voices in the media will correctly point to that and say, oh, well, there's new information that came out that makes what you just said, you know, not quite true anymore. But that's very different from, we know this is a lie. We know it's inaccurate, but these are the lies that our audience demand that we tell them to make them feel good. So here it is.
Yeah, and also when Israel comes out with this intel report that they did obliterated, it's like you know. Trump was on the phone with Bibi saying, listen, you need to release a report. You need to have my back on this. Release a report saying that we obliterated it. Man, he was dictating to Israel what they should do, and apparently they did it.
I have no reason otherwise to cast great doubt on what, you know, Israeli, what are that, Mossad, whatever they find out. But in this particular instance, it seems a little bit too convenient for Bibi to say, we've got to be on the same page with President Trump.
Yeah.
We must. And if that means lying to our own people and lying to the rest of the world, we are absolutely going to do that. Because what we cannot have is what happened last week when Trump told Bibi, you better not bomb Iran. And then he did. And then he got chewed out. Everybody, left, right, and center, all across the media reported that, you know, there was this phone call between Bibi and Trump where Trump really took this guy to the woodshed. You know what I'm saying? And it's like, that's bad for him. If Trump and Bibi are out of sync, even in the slightest way, that really hurts Bibi. That hurts the war effort.
Yeah.
That also hurts his political capital at home in Israel.
Yeah, it does. And the report is that when Trump was watching Fox News, and Fox News is talking about the military genius of the Israeli bombing of Iran, Trump wanted to be part of that because he wanted to be called a genius. So that's when he apparently decided that we were going to bomb Iran, even though the thought might have been there for a while. But that's when he decided apparently he was going to do it.
There's one other thing that I don't know that we're talking enough about this. And I don't mean you and I just mean the kind of media and the nation generally. What is the motivation for the person at the Pentagon to leak this information? Why would you do that? I mean, really, you know, put your thinking cap on and put yourself in the shoes of a senior defense intelligence agent at the Defense Intelligence Agency. Why would you leak that information to the media? The answer is that you are concerned that your bosses are not going to tell the truth about
it. Exactly. I mean,
you do not trust Secretary Kegsbreath. You do not trust President Trump to accurately relay to the American people your agency did. That is why you leaked that preliminary report.
And there are people who work in government who are very dedicated to what they do. They're proud of what they do. They're dedicated to serving the American people because they work in government. And there are people close to Trump who release information to Maggie Haberman in particular. And when she says something, she's very accurate. She's with CNN and the New York Times. There are people working for Trump and working in the administration or working at the Pentagon who don't like him because they don't trust him. And their obligation to the American people supersedes their obligation to their own boss. And they're taking a chance by releasing this information, but they want the information out there because they don't want the president to get away with lying to the American people. It's really that simple. So we have every reason to believe that the information that was leaked is credible. I mean, there was nothing about this other than it was just leaked. It wasn't doctored for the leak. It was information that was leaked. And it's realistic to think that maybe the bombs didn't go deep enough. Maybe they didn't do exactly what they were supposed to do. And that is possible. But for President Trump to continue to double down on, no, we obliterated everything, that doesn't serve the people. That doesn't serve this process. Because what if the information from Intel is accurate? What if they're accurate? And what if in a month, 2 months, 3 months, 4 months, Iran has a nuke? If we didn't assess the information properly, do you realize how dangerous that is? If the Intel information is accurate and we didn't obliterate it, and in 6 months they have a nuke, what is President Trump going to say then? I mean, how is he going to spin that? The reality of them having a nuke, if we didn't obliterate the program, is going to come right to his face. And how's he gonna deal with that? So, you know, I think there needs to be some serious consideration given to the information that came from our intel. And we've got really great intel.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9-to-5 for a 5-to-9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Baseball's number one digital destination is the MLB app. And this app's got game. Like game highlights, live games, fantasy games, and more.
The gem of a game!
This is baseball your way. With stats, scores, breaking news, and daily custom content that hits every time.
A monster shot!
Because here, you choose the teams and pick the players you want to follow.
All year long.
So when they catch it on the field,
what a catch!
You catch it on the MLB app. Download today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.